Hello, I'm Andrew Richardson, and I'm talking about depression and depression recovery. I'm that very rare animal, a depression recovery optimist. And my aim in these podcasts is to open you to the truth that your depression can be easily understood and relieved, and quickly too. Now, I want to tell you a little fairy tale of our time. Okay? Just suppose that you are being told by all kinds of experts, doctors, statisticians, newspapers, your favourite TV health programme, the NHS, politicians and so on, that there was an epidemic of twisted ankles running amok in the country, and that the cost of medication to sort out the epidemic was running at £4.8 billion a year. And the numbers of the afflicted had doubled over the past 15 years or so. But despite this spending, twisted ankles were continuing to rise in the nation. In fact, so much so that all the experts were saying that around 1 in 5 of the population could expect to catch twisted ankle syndrome, or TAS, as it was soon called, in their lifetime. That would debilitate them and be a major problem both for them and society. That TAS would soon become the second most common illness after heart disease. Then the NHS, under terrible pressure to do something about TAS, began to offer twisted ankle counselling, or TAC, as it came to be called. And before you knew it, an army of TAC counsellors were being rolled out across the nation, based, we were told, on hard evidence that TAC was the alternative to medication as the recommended treatment for TAS. What would you think? The first thought would surely be not to believe it, because you would know that twisted ankles were pretty easy to explain and to fix. All that was needed was to rest the ankle. But still the onslaught of opinion against these simple and obvious thoughts barreled on, tsunami-like. I suppose it would then be pretty tempting to look at those who were the main beneficiaries of these incredulous facts. The pharmaceutical companies, obviously, as they had created a whole class of drugs that were self-evidently failing to combat the problem. The doctors also, who prescribed them, they must be getting something from propagating this view of epidemic. And how would it be if you saw a study which showed that more than half of the doctors surveyed had no faith in the medication? And how would it be if you had read somewhere that the pharmaceutical companies kept control of the evidence supporting the efficacy of the medication and suppressed unhelpful research? And that independent studies showed that the twisted ankle medication was no better than placebo. Imagine you would get pretty suspicious of the whole thing and become pretty angry and distrustful of the drugs industry, of the doctors, and indeed anybody who uncritically accepted the stats and simply assumed without thinking that all was as was expressed. Still, this is only a fairy tale about twisted ankles. It couldn't possibly apply to anything in the real world, or could it?